This is Here and Now from NPR and WBUR Boston. I'm Jeremy Hobson. We're learning more about that car bomb that went off in Beirut, Lebanon today. It appears it was targeting Mohammed Shatta, a prominent pro-Western politician. He died along with his driver and four others. The BBC's Rami Ruhayem joins us from Beirut. And Rami, tell us more about this man and why he would have been a target.
He was an advisor to the former Prime Minister Rafiq Hariri, who was assassinated in 2005. And then he's an advisor to his son, Saad al-Hariri, who's also a former Prime Minister, living in self-imposed exile because of security concerns. He is close to the or part of the March 14 bloc, which is known to be opposed to the Syrian government and opposed to Hezbollah internally in Lebanon. So we have seen this kind of wave of assassinations back in 2005 following the assassination of Rafiq Hariri. But since then, the country has basically entered into a different kind of struggle, especially after the outbreak of the civil war in Syria. So this is almost a return to a past kind of confrontation within Lebanon. The assassination of a politician who isn't involved in military affairs, isn't really involved in anything going on in Syria except politically. Of course, his bloc supports the opposition in Syria, so it's almost a return to 2005.
A return to 2005, but as you say, this has a lot to do with Syria. How much is this related to the conflict that's going on in Syria?
Well, it's important to remember, first of all, that almost everything in Lebanon is somehow related to Syria. And that is true before the Syrian revolution. It's true during and after the Syrian revolution. So even in 2005, of course, there was no civil war or revolution in Syria. But almost everything that went on here was somehow linked to Syria. However, there are divisions inside Lebanon, which are Lebanon's own divisions. The difficulty today is exactly this question you asked. How do we know exactly when something, an incident or an assassination, is related to Lebanon's own internal dynamics and when it is related directly to the conflict in Syria and not just to politics? Next year, very, very early next year, next month, actually, January, the International Special Tribunal for Lebanon, which deals with the Rafiq Hariri case, will begin the trial. There are five members of Hezbollah who have been accused. Hezbollah has refused to hand them over. So the link has been made between this assassination and the special tribunal. Whether it is a valid link or not is a different story. But the Saad al-Hariri and the opposition March 14 bloc have been saying that the murder is the same. This is what they said in their statement. The same people who killed Rafiq Hariri in 2005 have killed Mohammed Shatta today. So this is the accusation, and they clearly mean to accuse Hezbollah, even though they did not name Hezbollah in their statement.
And how are the people reacting? And we should note, of course, that right now there are a lot more Syrians in Lebanon than there used to be because of the conflict in Syria. Many have fled across the border.
To be quite honest, there is a sense of bewilderment at the assassination of Mohammed Shatta himself, but there's also a sense of resignation and almost a déjà vu. Let's face it, there are even more dangerous developments going on today. Back in 2005, the assassinations were a big thing. They still are. It's still the country is definitely shaken today after the assassination. However, we are talking about a year which saw the return of suicide bombings, which saw blasts in mosques, different forms of violence in Lebanon since the outbreak of the Syrian civil war. So this isn't exactly a peaceful country that has suddenly been shattered by an explosion or an assassination. Lebanon is very much knee-deep, to put it mildly, in the Syrian conflict.
The BBC's Rami Ruhayem speaking with us from Beirut, Lebanon. Rami, thanks.
Thank you.
You're listening to Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.